Revelation Revealed, Part 2, Section 10, Revelation chapter 1, verses 2 through 5. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testifies to everything he saw, that is, the word of God in the testimony of Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take it to heart, what is written in it, because the time is near. I will stop there. So the angel gave John the visions, and John testifies to everything he saw, meaning he was the witness. He says, blessed are those who read and take it to heart. This is the only book in the Bible where there is a promise connected to it. If you read it, and if you take it to heart, not just read it, but take it to heart, you will receive some kind of blessing. We're not told what kind of blessing you will receive. I have a friend whose eyesight was healed. He insists it's because of the study of the book of Revelation we are presently undertaking in a Tuesday night Bible study. Within 2 weeks after beginning the study, after reading this verse, his vision was healed. Okay, now verse 4 says, John to the seven churches in the province of Asia. These seven churches are basically in a circle in what we call present-day Turkey. This vision, the book of Revelation, was meant for these seven churches, but it is understood, or it appears to be, that the book of Revelation was distributed beyond these seven churches. I'm going to comment later in the next section on the word church as it is seen here, so I will leave that to the next section. Grace and peace to you from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before the throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. So when we see grace and peace, quickly, two definitions of grace: unmerited favor and God-given ability to do his will. Two definitions of peace: we have peace with God, we are no longer his enemy. And the second definition, we have peace in God, meaning we have peace in our hearts. John says, to the one who is and was and is to come. That is God the Father. It's not the Lord Jesus Christ, as we will see. He's talking about God the Father there. And from the seven spirits. There's two ways of looking at this, the seven spirits of God. Some say it really should be sevenfold spirit, meaning the Holy Spirit, who has seven aspects to him. And if you read Isaiah 11:2, you will see seven spirits or seven aspects of one spirit. I'll let you read that for yourself. The other way of viewing it, and actually the Greek suggests this could be the way to view it, is that there are actually seven spirits before the throne who are probably not the Holy Spirit, but seven distinct spirits, seven special spirits. We should understand there are a multitude of types of angels we know nothing about. There could easily be seven distinct separate spirits before God's throne who are angels. Again, that being said, some people view these seven spirits of God as the sevenfold Holy Spirit. John goes on to say, and from Jesus Christ. So when he says, and from Jesus Christ, we know for sure that the one who was, is, and is to come in the first part of the verse is God the Father, because here we see the words and Jesus Christ, a distinction between the Father and Son. Who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead? Jesus rose from the dead. He is the firstborn, meaning there's going to be other born people, which obviously are the redeemed, you and I, who have handed our lives over to the Lord Jesus Christ. We will rise from the dead like Jesus did. And the ruler of the kings of the earth. We're now beginning to enter the first part of John's vision, who we see who Jesus presently is. Right off the bat here, we see that Jesus is the ruler of the kings of the earth. Not will be, but is. In John's present day, when he penned these words, Jesus was the ruler of the kings of the earth. Meaning, you may have voted for your president or prime minister, but as the Bible teaches, God is really the one who puts men and women into power and takes them out of power. He rules the kings and the kingdoms behind the scenes. This is one important biblical truth that I believe, at least in the past, evangelicals have not stressed. We have stressed personal salvation, God dealing with humanity one individual at a time, but the Bible also speaks of God dealing with nations, and really that is what the book of Revelation is all about. I should make brief comment on verse 3 where it says the time is near. What I said concerning the word soon in verse 1 really does apply to the words time is near in verse 3. How you view the word near and soon in the very beginning of Revelation will determine how you view the whole book of Revelation. If you want, you can go back to my comment on the word soon in verse 1.